Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, it's all about mushrooms. And all these recipes are actually inspired by the 37th annual Morgan Hill Mushroom Mardi Gras, where I took a big stage and showed a lot of really cool stuff with food. And we are just going to continue in that same direction. Without further ado, let's get started. We are cooking up a storm today here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And a special thanks to Del Fresh Mushrooms for these amazing mushrooms we have to work with this week on The Fresh Kitchen. The very first thing we're going to need is 1 pound of semi-sweet chocolate. What we're going to do with the semi-sweet chocolate is I'm going to put it in a bowl that's sitting on top of a steamer. It's a French method called a bain-marie. What this allows us to do is have a double boiler. So we are going to indirectly boil our chocolate with steam that it's going to be perforating against the bowl. And what that's going to do is going to melt the chocolate carefully and gently. Whereas if we were to put chocolate just in a pot and leave it on an open flame, we're going to scald the chocolate. We're going to burn the chocolate. That's not what we want to do for our mushroom rocky road. Next, what we're going to do is we're going to put in half a cup of walnuts. And I love to let these walnuts really sit in the freezer for about an hour before using them because it helps to bring down the temperature of the chocolate. Now, using semi-sweet chocolate, what we need to do is we need to get a temperature, once the chocolate melts, of 179 degrees in order before we could start putting in more of the semi-sweet chocolate to temper. It's very important to always temper your chocolate because we want to make sure that the tempered chocolate is not going to leave any white streaks. It's not going to have a funny taste. It's not going to be scalded. When we temper chocolate, that is how we get it to the point to where it's going to sit beautiful. And when it hardens, it's going to have one of five crystals that we need. The other four crystals are no good. So we need that perfect crystal for chocolate. We're going to put in 8 button mushrooms that I'm going to dice into quarters. It's very, very important. I'm also going to use 1 tablespoon of olive oil to put a nice shine on the chocolate and 1 tablespoon of kosher salt because it's super important for our chocolate to have a nice color and coat. Once it's all mixed together and we bring the temperature to 102 degrees tempered, same thing, we're going to go ahead and use an ice cream scoop that's got a little release handle. We're going to scoop a nice cluster, put it on a nice non-stick surface, put it in the fridge for 15 minutes and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.